Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Thursday morning. Welcome to the program. We're going to get underway really quick here and bring you some great information and let you hear from a couple of folks who have some history about the old Rocket Gym, as we call it. It's the gym, some people call it the middle school gym, but the floor is coming up and the pieces are for sale. A 4x4 piece of the gymnasium floor can be purchased as a keepsake. Part of the floor has already been sold, and there's a whole lot more out there. So contact the Crittenden County School District or the head basketball coach, Kenny Jackson, or the middle school coach, Brian Farmer. We're going to hear now from some folks who are going to explain a little history of that floor.
So I'm with longtime Rocket basketball coach Jimmy Croft. Well, coached many places, Jimmy Croft, and he's a Hall of Famer in Crittenden County and in the basketball court of honor in the state of Kentucky. Coach Croft, we're going to talk a little bit about the old gym. You spent a lot of time in there, grew up playing there, and then coached in it, and now they're selling off the floor. What do you? It's going to be some pretty nostalgic pieces of wood for some folks, won't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's memories that you never forget, and it'll be really hard, I think, for a lot of kids and stuff. They'll want to go back, and you get those mixed emotions. You don't want to see the floor torn up, and at the same time, you'd love to have a piece of it. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how many pieces they can sell and what they can do with it.
Mm-hmm. I think they've already have spoken for some of the maybe the better pieces. I think the CCs and maybe some of the middle of the floor, but there's still going to be, you know, it's a big floor and 4x4 pieces. I'm not sure. They don't really have a minimum, I don't think, on it, but they're asking for donations rather than setting a price. What do you think a piece of that's worth?
Oh, gosh. It goes back to your own value. I don't know. It's priceless to us because my wife painted those CCs that are on there.
Oh, did that?
Back in the day. And we did a lot of push mops on that floor trying to keep it clean. So it's still got a lot of value to me.
So what is some of your, you know, of course they took out part of this floor back, and I can't nail down the exact year right now, but, they took part of it out because it was damaged by water, but otherwise about half of that floor or so is the original floor that was there during the '50s, and you won a district, championship there, one of only two district championships since Marion and Crittenden had consolidated, but they won some championships there as Crittenden County back in the earlier 50s. But, you know, there's a lot of history on that floor. What are some of your greatest memories?
There was so much involved when I played. I heard of a lot of history, and then I came back to coach and again started getting a lot of history. So we actually started trying to do what you've carried on, I believe, is the Hall of Fame. And we tried to find out everything we could about players and different people and, you know, invited some back in always to talk to the kids and things like that. But, you know, it was a big time when we got our new locker room, our own locker room, rather than having to share with the football season and so forth. And just walking in that gym every day reminded me of when I was a freshman in high school, you know, getting started and how you have to work your way up the ladder to do anything. And all of our kids always seemed to come in and take a lot of pride in practice and things that they did. So every memory in that gym for me is a good one.
You know, one of the probably – most vivid memories I have of us playing in that gym was back in the, you can probably tell me that maybe it was in the, in the late 90s and you were coaching, and we played University Heights in the All-A Classic, and I don't think it was a championship game, maybe the semifinals or something, and Swanigan, what's his, Patrick Swanigan, was that his name?
Daryl
Swanigan, yeah, played, he was playing for UHA. There's some story about him breaking the rim, and this is a guy that went on to great things at Notre Dame, right?
Yes, sir. He did break the rim in warm-ups, caused a 30-minute delay for the game, and we gave him the rim that night. He had it around his neck before the game started, and he went on to play at Notre Dame and then stayed around and became a grad assistant, I believe, and worked his way all the way up to be the athletic director.
Yeah, so that's quite a memory. He has a piece of old Rocket Gym, too.
Exactly right. I'm sure it's hanging somewhere.
Yeah, a lot of great memories there. And so now these memories are for sale. And I know you got some of the wood out of the gym before when they took out half the floor. And I think a lot of people, it seems like Larry Duvall and Coach Starnes and the Hodges got some. And did they have a fundraiser then, or how did that go? Did y'all just have first dibs on?
No, it was actually just literally torn up, and they were piling it in the down by where the home of the Rockets side is. Mm-hmm. And they were stacking it up, and we asked what they were going to do with it, and they said, we're waiting for a dump truck to come, and they were going to take it off. So we got some pieces of it, and I was fortunate enough. Dennis Hodge got some pieces for me and gave them to his dad, Keith. Mm-hmm. And Keith made me a rocking chair out of the floor.
Yeah.
And I've got it in my room now at the house, and that's probably a bigger keepsake as you could possibly have. And that was, you know, it's got the blue 3-point line on it. And again, we painted those 3-point lines on there. And so it just kind of solidifies everything for me, you know, as far as being a part of that place up there. Every time I see it, I can think of Crittenden County Rockets.
Yeah, sure. And a lot of memories raced through. Of course, you went on and coached at Livingston and over at Trigg County too with Peyton, your son. Peyton, gosh, he's really just a chip off the whole block, isn't he? He's doing a great job down at Mayfield. I know he's had some good teams.
He's off to a great start in the career. He actually won in the last game just before he got beat in the regional tournament. He won his 200th game, and so it hasn't taken him very long to get there. He's doing extremely well. I'm proud of him.
He is. All of Rocket Nation is proud of Peyton Croft. Proud of you too, Jimmy. I'm proud to have this opportunity to talk about the old Rocket floor, and hopefully some folks will find it in their hearts and minds to get out there and grab a piece of history meanwhile helping the Rocket Middle School program, because they're doing this as a fundraiser. A brand new coach. Of course, the high school team has a new coach with Kenny Jackson, and then Brian Farmer is now the coach. And of course, everybody knows Brian played some wheelchair basketball in a pro, semi-pro type league, and he played here at Crittenden. And he played for you too, didn't he? Brian did.
Brian and Kenny both. They're two of my kids. I was with Kenny actually yesterday. He brought a young one to Peyton's basketball camp that's going on this week, and we were down there. And another good camp week. Peyton's got 115 kids in camp this week. Yeah. And Kenny was down there watching, and we got to talk a little bit about basketball and expectations, and talked about Brian a little bit, and you know, all these things that you can do. I mean, people can go out and buy just a few pieces and make a picture frame. You know, there's just anything would be appreciated, I'm sure, for the program. And you know, money's not growing on trees. You know, I haven't found that tree yet anyway. So anything that they can get, I'm sure would be appreciated.
I guess because they're building this new middle school, maybe that's why middle school basketball needs to have a fundraiser, you know.
I haven't got to see that yet.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice school going up. Of course, they're tearing the old wing of the high school down. They should have sold bricks out of it. I think some people went out and retrieved some. So everybody wants a piece of history, and here's an opportunity to grab some of it out at the old Rocket Gym. So, Coach Croft, appreciate your time talking with us this morning, sharing some of your memories.
I appreciate you calling, Chris. And all the things that you're talking about goes back to being a Rocket. You know, all these people want bricks. They want pieces of the floor. It's been their livelihood. And if you didn't play there, you've definitely watched games there. So, you know, try to get out and support. And I thank you for calling me, buddy. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy.
Well, this program is supported by advertising, and we're going to hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment to talk more about that gym floor with an older gentleman.
If you have a classic car or vintage truck, make plans next Thursday night, July 24th, to meet at Marion Commons at Marion City Hall. Show and Shine's monthly car shows are held the fourth Thursday of every month, sponsored by Marion Tourism Commission. Participants are encouraged to register at each show to be entered into a $500 prize drawing at the end of the season, September 25th. It's a great event for car enthusiasts. Shine them up and swap stories at the July 24th Show and Shine.
So I have an opportunity to talk with Tommy Ring. He's an old Rocket basketball player from way back, Tommy, back in the 1950s. And we're talking a little more about this old gym where they're selling the floor in what they call the old gym on the Crittenden County High School campus. They're selling the gym floor as they're taking it up as a fundraiser for the middle school basketball team. And Tommy, you played basketball before. You played for Crittenden County, but before this gym was actually – in use, and tell us a little history in 50. I think we've kind of decided that this gym, the first season in the gym there that we call the old gym, was in 1957 and 58 was the first basketball season there. But you guys won some championships in the 50s, but those were seasons were played down at Francis, you tell me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I went to school to Salem my freshman year. And then we moved into Crittenden County my sophomore year, and we won the district and championship my sophomore year in 1954, and we were runners-up in 1955, and we won the district in my senior year in 1956, and played in the regional tournament three years that I went to school at Crittenden.
But those were all played somewhere else, though, those seasons, right? Your regular.
Right, that's right. Sometimes they were played at the old Marion Gym, and sometimes the year I graduated, it was played at the old Smithin Gym up on top of the hill. I think there's a Dollar General or something there now, or used to be. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the year I graduated, it was played in Smithin.
So you're talking about your regular season games would be in Smithin, or is that the district tournament?
No, that's just the district tournament. Now, our regular season games were in the Francis Gym. Now, once in a while, we would play a game at Marion. We played Marion and Crittenden played a doubleheader with Hughes Kirk and Drakesboro that year. And we played Drakesboro one night, and Marion played Hughes Kirk. And then the next night we switched. We would play the other one, and Marion would play the other one. But occasionally we would play a game in the Marion gym.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Mostly just when we played Marion, though.
So this gym floor that they're taking out and selling pieces of for a fundraiser, then it, you know, if you look back over the history, there, of course, a lot of history on that floor, but there was only one Crittenden County District Championship in history won there, and that was in 97-98 when Coach Croft won it, right?
That's right. As far as I know, the last one they won as an individual before they consolidated was 57. And they never won another one until 98, and that's the one you're talking about when Coach Croft, and I don't remember who all was all even on that team.
Yeah, but, I know Kyle Myers was on that team. He's a guy still around. It's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. And then the last year they played on that floor there was in 2003 was the last basket. 2002, 2003 was the last season on that floor. And then it was damaged at some point after that, and they took part of it out and replaced kind of the west end, the end down toward the concession stand. But now they're replacing the whole thing. So
yeah. Well, of course, I kind of lost track of it after a while. You know, of course, I kept the Crittenden Press all the time we were up in Indiana, and I could keep up with, you know, what was going on through the press. But other than that, I kind of lost track of what all went on down here. But I know they never won another district until 98.
Yeah. And
that would have been on that floor.
Well, Tommy, I appreciate your insight. You're one of the last guys around that has recollections of these things. I always appreciate your insight in putting things into historic context for us.
Well, I appreciate giving you whatever information I knew, which is not much, but a little bit maybe.
Now, if you'd like to have a piece of that historic Rocket basketball floor, you can make your checks to the Crittenden County Rocket Basketball Program. Or if you just want to make a donation, you can do that too. We've had some folks that have been interested in just donating so that middle school group can have some new uniforms. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back in just a moment.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
So it's been kind of a long show. I'll wrap things up real quick with some local news. Something you'll want to be aware of is this week is the biker rally over at Sturgis, the Kentucky Bike Rally. So you'll be hearing some roars and rumbles coming through town. Traffic-wise, just be alert and be careful, as there'll be a lot of bikes out on the road and those support vehicles as well. In sports, congratulations to Quinn Summers, who is the Rocket Baseball Most Valuable Player this past season. They had their awards ceremony earlier in the week, and you can read about all the other awards that were presented during that event in this week's Crittenden Press. Also, a big shout out to Emerson Ramage down in Livingston County, who was named the top catcher in the state of Kentucky. She's a fast pitch softball player, or was. She's graduated senior now, but she played for Livingston Central's team that won back-to-back Class A state championships, and she will be recognized on July 29th at the ballpark in Cincinnati during the Reds and Dodgers baseball game. Many of you may know Emerson. She is an attendant, co-op student out at the animal clinic in Marion. Now, if you want to play middle school football, now's the time to get out to the campus. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday nights, practices are going on from 5 to 7 p.m. You can contact Coach Ethan Dossett if you're interested in playing. His number is 969-8166. And the Crittenden County Rocket football team will be in action this weekend as well with their 7-on-7 scrimmages. They will play Friday night down at Murray State, and then in Evansville for a big tournament on Saturday. That's a look at news and sports in Marion and Crittenden County and beyond. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.